Shalom. This is Shelley Baggett coming to you from a Voice of One Witness broadcast. And yes, it's usually Billy Brown, but she has turned the broadcast over to our family this week, last week and this week. And we've been talking about miracles. We've been talking about old time Pentecost and God performing great signs and wonders. And honey, you said before we started this particular day that you had something on your heart. I'm here with Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, but I call him Honey, and you can call him Tom. And we're here with your beautiful mother,
Ruth Baggett.
Ruth Baggett. And
well, we've been talking about miracles and the great miracles that all of last week and this week so far, the miracles in the ministry of my father and my mother. And I just thought, you know, let's just stop in here for a second and let's get some testimony from Isaiah and maybe some from Peter.
And honoring the Word of God.
And just honor the Word of God for just a second, because there are more great miracles and great healings and things to come in these broadcasts. Peter said, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." Now, sin and death were a result of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. And as God forgives sin, he also heals our body. It's in that same covenant. Divine healing is in the atonement.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Isaiah said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." He's born. What is that word "born" in Hebrew?
Well, it's from the Hebrew word nasa, meaning suffering, punishment. And the word griefs is from the Hebrew kli, meaning sickness or pains. Sorrow is from the Hebrew word makob, meaning disease or illness.
And he's born all that.
He's born.
He took all of that.
Yeah, he took our sicknesses and our pains. He took our disease and our illness. And if he took them, then we don't have to.
Isn't that something?
Jesus paid
so
the price.
So a lot of people just carry around sickness and disease that the price has already been paid for.
That's exactly
just,
right.
Just as they've been saved, mm-hmm. he also has healed them.
And faith begins where the will of God is known. And the will of God is the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So as you open the Bible, you're opening the will of God.
And so that's the textbook on healing.
Yes. And he said in his word that by his stripes we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in his word that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in his word that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. A lot of people have never heard the good news, the gospel, that Jesus has borne our sicknesses and our diseases, mm-hmm. so that we don't have to.
And sickness and disease is the oppression of the devil.
Yes.
Matthew said, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick."
Yes. And if you read that in context, honey, I have to tell you something. We took our first trip to Israel,
mm-hmm.
and one of the places we went to was Peter's house, and it's verified. And right there in Capernaum, right across from the synagogue where Jesus would have preached. And it says when even was come, and mm-hmm. the reason why is because that was a Shabbat or
mm-hmm.
Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sabbath, they're not allowed to work. So when the even was come, then the Shabbat was over and they were able to work. They were able to carry their sick to Peter's house. And what did he do? He healed them.
He healed them.
And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have another?
Well, a couple more things. One, David said in the Psalm 103:3, and I've always loved this one. He said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." All of them.
Not just the hard ones or not just
every
the easy,
one of them.
But
and
all
so
of them.
Just as Moses made that brazen serpent and he put it up on a pole, and all of those that would look on that serpent were spared, their lives, they were healed. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Praise
God. He is the healer of our body, mm-hmm. our soul, and our spirit.
Yes, he is. And he changes not. And he's light. And he is doing great things today.
And we're in covenant with
him. Yes, we are. Now, you know about some recent healings, don't you, Hank?
I do. You know, we talk about these healings in the past, and it's important to know that the healings that my mom has been talking about for the past week with us built faith in my own life and in my ministry, and now in our ministry together, because we're married and we're one together. Mm-hmm. And as we've ministered together just this past few months, we've seen blind eyes open.
Yes.
Two different cases where deaf ears were opened.
Yes.
And one of them was a very close friend of mine, a pastor down in Louisiana, whose wife, the pastor of the church, his wife was had become deaf, 100% in one ear, 80% in the other. And while we were there ministering, God opened her ears, and she's regained all of her hearing. And then just a few weeks ago in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I spoke with the pastor just a couple of days before, about a week ago, and he said that while we were there, that one of the ushers who had been deaf for 15 years, when God led us to put our finger in his ear, you know, Jesus didn't put mud in everybody's eye. Well, I don't stick my finger in everybody's ear, but
well,
God
good.
Led me to
yeah.
do that night.
Yes.
And he said it was like a hot rod went through his ear. And 2 weeks later, he was sitting in church, and suddenly, like a sonic boom went off, he began to hear out of that ear that no longer had an eardrum.
Glory to God.
And he leaned over to his wife, and he said, "Speak something softly in my ear." And she spoke to him, and he heard perfectly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ is a healer.
Yes, he is. We couldn't heal a gnat's wing.
No, we couldn't.
It's Jesus who does this healing.
Well, the doctors couldn't do it. You mm-hmm. see, doctors couldn't fix that. I remember when I first started in the ministry, that a lady that my mom knows well, her name was Gaynell Doucette, had been blind for 14 years in one eye from a cat scratch, and the doctors had said there's no way. The optic nerve is totally damaged, and there's no way that she'll ever see again anything from that eye. And she came up and asked for prayer. And I was just beginning to preach. I just started preaching. This was about 1989 or 1988. And it shocked me, because I thought maybe we were going to pray for a cold or, you know, maybe a headache or a bad fever. And she said, "No, I want sight in this eye." And it took me back. I was preaching faith. And it took me back because I knew her. And I had known her for many years. And so it was something that I had to reach back into the experiences of my mom and dad, and I began to believe God for her. And I told her, "Sister Gaynell, if you'll come back another night, let my faith build as your faith builds, and you get a prayer partner this week, and you begin to pray." And in my infancy of my ministry, waited on God, and during one of the messages later in that revival, while I was preaching, God spoke to me and said, "Bring her up now." And I brought her up at that moment, stopped the service, brought her up, laid hands on her, and she immediately said, "I see light." And we prayed again for her, but believed that God was going to continue to, day by day, increase her sight. And within 6 months, she was seeing 20/20 out of both eyes.
Glory.
And God had healed
Thank you,
her.
Jesus.
And that just bolstered my faith mm-hmm. in my ministry. And so,
yes. And it's wonderful when you have your own experiences in the Lord. And Mom just saying she doesn't think she has time for which one, Mom?
The retina.
The
well,
retina.
Tell us about it. You
well,
got,
get started, because what you don't
here.
Finish, we've got
well.
Tomorrow.
I had a vitreous detachment first.
Uh-oh.
I had gone to the ophthalmologist, and he said, "Yes, here it is, right here. That's when the jelly in your eye cracks." Uh-oh. "And it leaves a kind of, looks like a spider in your eye." And he said, "Now, Miss Baggett, the next thing is a retina detachment. This is a pre retina detachment. And should this happen to you at any time of the day or night, I want you to get to me as quickly as possible, and I'll try to save your eye. Well, I was working at the church and was late one night. My husband had gone to a minister's banquet, and I was home and about midnight and was bathing, and my eye was tired, and I decided to do what he told me. Every day of your life, put your hand over the bad eye, the good eye, and look through that bad eye, and if you see a hole, black hole, you will know that that's a retina detachment. So I said, well, I'm going to try it out. Maybe my eye was tired. And so I looked through it, and behold, there was that black hole. And my husband was coming in about that time, and I said, I'd like to hear about the banquet, but I must get to the doctor just as soon as possible to try to save my eye. And you had to know my husband and his faith in God and what God could do. He just simply said, oh, let's just sit down and let's just have a talk first.
Glory.
So I said, well, the first thing I know to do is to get the oil and lay hands on me and pray for me. That's biblical.
Yes.
So he did. Then we started talking about the banquet and who he saw and one thing and another. And we talked 2 hours. And he looked at the clock and he said, now it's 2:00 in the morning. Are you ready to go see your doctor? And I said, no, I don't think I'm going to do it. If I lose my eye, I just lose it. I'm just going to put it in the hands of the Lord and I'm going to go to bed and get a good night's rest. So I went to bed, and the next morning I got up, and that hole was gone.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
So now I didn't just rush to the doctor. I waited for my appointment, and when I sat in the chair for him to look at me, I said, Doctor, what you told me might happen happened. But the only thing you didn't tell me that there would be a red ring around that black hole. He said, he always called us kid. He said, kid, it was ripping right out of there. Oh, he said, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And he said, it sealed itself back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord sealed it back.
The Lord
healed it.
Yes. And they think, they say, you're an amazing woman. No, it's not me, but my Lord.
Yes.
Because I have cataracts in both eyes, and I see 20/20 out of my
Glory
eyes.
To God. Yes, I'm telling you, friends, we are hearing from a witness, my mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, and my precious husband, Thomas, talking about great things of God and healing. And we are so glad you've joined us this week, and we'll continue talking about the good word of God and healing. Shalom. Call or write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.